Floods are among the most common and destructive natural disasters in the world. They can rise slowly over days or slam a neighborhood in a matter of minutes. For preppers who live in flood-prone areas, the difference between a manageable event and a life-altering catastrophe often comes down to one thing: preparation done long before the water starts to rise. This guide is built for the calm before the storm. It focuses on the proactive work you can do today to protect your family, your home, and your peace of mind. We will cover how to identify your specific flood risk, how to build a supply kit tailored to flooding, how to plan and rehearse evacuation routes, and how to fortify your property against water damage. This article is the essential companion to our upcoming Surviving a Flood piece, which will focus on what to do in the heat of the moment. Here, our goal is readiness and mitigation. When you understand your threat and act ahead of time, you turn fear into confidence and turn chaos into a plan. Let us get to work before the water arrives. Understand the threat, identifying your flood risk. Before you can build a plan, you need to know exactly what you are up against. Not all floods behave the same way, and the type of flooding you face depends heavily on where you live. Understanding these differences is the first step toward becoming truly prepared. The main types of floods. There are four common types of flooding, and many areas are vulnerable to more than one. Flash floods are sudden and violent. They can happen within minutes or hours of heavy rain, dam failures, or the rapid melting of snow. Flash floods are especially dangerous because they give little warning and can sweep away vehicles and people in fast-moving water. River or riverine flooding happens when rivers and streams rise above their banks after prolonged rain or snowmelt. This type of flooding often develops more slowly, giving residents some time to react, but it can cover large areas and last for days or weeks. Coastal storm surge occurs when strong winds from hurricanes or major storms push ocean water inland. If you live near the coast, storm surge is often the deadliest part of a hurricane, capable of pushing walls of water miles inland. Urban drainage flooding happens in cities and towns when rainfall overwhelms storm drains and pavement prevents water from soaking into the ground. Even areas far from rivers or coasts can flood when drainage systems back up. How to check your specific risk? Knowing the general types of floods is helpful, but you need data specific to your address. Start with FEMA flood maps, available through the FEMA Flood Map Service Center online. These maps show flood zones and let you see whether your property sits in a high-risk area. Pay attention to your local floodplain designation, which tells you how likely flooding is over time. Next, look at historical flood data for your area. Local government offices, county records, and news archives can reveal how often your neighborhood has flooded in the past. If your street flooded three times in the last decade, that pattern matters more than any map. You should also learn the seasonal risk factors for your region. Spring snowmelt, summer thunderstorms, and hurricane season all create predictable windows of higher danger. Knowing when your risk peaks helps you time your preparations. Is your city on the list? Some locations are simply more exposed than others due to geography, population density, and aging infrastructure. To find out whether your city ranks among the most vulnerable, read our companion resource, the Top 10 Cities at Risk of Flooding article. If your city appears on that list, treat it as a strong signal to prioritize the steps in this guide. Even if it does not, remember that flooding can strike almost anywhere. Knowing your specific risk empowers you to build a plan that actually fits your situation rather than a generic checklist that leaves gaps. Build your flood supply kit, essential gear and provisions. Once you understand your risk, the next step is gathering the supplies that will carry you through a flood and its messy aftermath. A well-organized kit keeps you self-sufficient when stores close, power fails, and clean water becomes scarce. The key is to prepare two versions of your supplies, a grab-and-go bag for fast evacuation and a larger shelter-in-place stockpile for when it is safer to stay put. Water and water purification. Store at least 1 gallon of water per person per day, with a minimum of 3 days' worth and ideally 2 weeks for shelter-in-place. Flooding often contaminates local water supplies, so include purification tools such as water filters, purification tablets, and a way to boil water. Never assume tap water is safe during or after a flood. Non-perishable food. Stock a supply of shelf-stable food that requires little or no cooking. Canned goods, protein bars, peanut butter, dried fruit, and ready-to-eat meals are excellent choices. Keep a manual can opener nearby. Aim for at least 3 days of food in your grab-and-go bag and 2 weeks or more at home. First aid and medications. Assemble a complete first aid kit with bandages, antiseptic, gauze, and pain relievers. Include a 2-week supply of any prescription medications your family needs, along with copies of prescriptions. Flood water carries bacteria, so wound care supplies are essential. Documents and communication. Place copies of important documents such as identification, insurance policies, and medical records in waterproof containers. For communication, pack a battery-powered or hand-crank weather radio, backup batteries, and portable chargers or power banks for your phones. Sanitation and lighting. Include sanitation supplies such as moist towelettes, garbage bags, hand sanitizer, and portable toilet options. For lighting, pack several flashlights, headlamps, and extra batteries. Avoid candles when possible, as they pose a fire risk in a stressful environment. Flood-specific gear. This is where flood preparation differs from general prepping. Keep sandbags or an alternative flood barrier system ready to deploy. Consider a sump pump if your home is prone to water intrusion. Store waterproof boots, waders, and life jackets for every family member, since even shallow moving water can be deadly. Grab and go versus shelter in place. Your grab and go bag should be light enough to carry and hold 3 days of essentials for a quick escape. Your shelter in place supplies can be larger and stored in bulk. Keep both accessible but protected from water damage by using sealed plastic bins and storing them on elevated shelves rather than basement floors. Rotating and maintaining your kit. A kit is only useful if it works when you need it. Check expiration dates on food, water, and medications every 6 months and replace anything outdated. Test batteries, chargers, and your radio regularly. A seasonal review keeps your kit current and ready for the moment it matters most. Map your escape, establishing evacuation routes and plans. When floodwaters rise, roads can vanish underwater in minutes. The time to figure out where you will go is not when water is lapping at your door. A clear, practiced evacuation plan can save your life and remove panic from a dangerous situation. Identify multiple routes to higher ground. Never rely on a single escape route. Floods often close roads, wash out bridges, and turn low areas into impassable barriers. Identify at least two or three routes that lead to higher ground, and study which roads tend to flood first in your area. Choose routes that avoid underpasses, riverbanks, and low-lying stretches whenever possible. Set a rally point and communication plan. Choose a rally point where your family will meet if you get separated. Pick one location close to home and a second one farther away in case your neighborhood is inaccessible. Designate an out-of-area emergency contact who everyone can call or text to check in, since local phone lines may be jammed during a disaster. Write down this plan and make sure every family member knows it by heart. Special considerations for vulnerable family members. Your plan must account for everyone in your household. If you have pets, prepare carriers, leashes, and pet supplies in advance, and know which shelters accept animals. For elderly family members or those with mobility issues, plan extra time and identify accessible transportation. Keep needed medical equipment and medications ready to move quickly. These considerations take planning that simply cannot be done in the moment. Practical preparations. Keep your vehicles fueled at least half full during high-risk seasons, since gas stations may lose power or run dry. Store printed maps of your area as a backup to GPS, which can fail when cell towers go down. Learn your local evacuation orders and know the difference between a voluntary and mandatory evacuation. Locate the nearest emergency shelters ahead of time so you are not searching for them under pressure. Rehearse the plan. A plan on paper is not enough. Practice your evacuation with the whole family so everyone knows their role when time is short. Drive your primary and backup routes so they feel familiar. Run through what each person grabs and where they go. Rehearsing turns a stressful scramble into a calm, coordinated response. The more you practice, the faster and safer your family will move when it truly counts. Fortify your home. Mitigation and long-term protective measures. Evacuation and supplies protect your family, but proactive home mitigation protects the property you may return to. Reducing flood damage before a threat materializes can save you thousands of dollars and countless hours of recovery. These measures are investments in your long-term resilience. Structural defenses. Several improvements can dramatically reduce how much water enters your home. Install a sump pump in your basement or lowest level, and consider a battery backup in case power fails during a storm. Add backflow valves to your plumbing to prevent sewage from backing up into your home when systems overflow. Elevate utilities and appliances such as your furnace, water heater, and electrical panel above expected flood levels. Seal cracks in your foundation and walls to slow water intrusion. Barriers and drainage. Have a flood barrier or sandbag deployment plan ready before storm season begins. Know where you will place barriers and keep the materials on hand so you are not scrambling at the last minute. Outside, improve your yard drainage and grading so water flows away from your foundation rather than pooling against it. clean gutters and downspouts regularly, and extend downspouts to carry water well away from the house. Insurance and documentation. Many homeowners are shocked to learn that standard homeowner insurance policies often exclude flood damage. Do not assume you are covered. Look into a separate flood insurance policy, and remember that many policies have a waiting period before coverage begins, so buying early matters. Document your belongings with photos or video, and keep an inventory of valuable items. This record makes filing a claim far easier if the worst happens. Protect your documents. Safeguard important papers such as deeds, birth certificates, insurance policies, and financial records in waterproof, portable storage. Consider keeping digital copies in a secure cloud account as well. If you must evacuate quickly, these documents should be ready to grab in seconds. Conduct a seasonal readiness audit. Your defenses are only strong if they stay maintained. Each season, walk through your home and property to check that your sump pump works, your barriers are ready, your drainage is clear, and your documents are current. Test equipment, refresh supplies, and update your plans as your family and home change. A yearly audit ensures that the protections you set up last year still work when you need them this year. Fortifying your home is not a one-time task. It is an ongoing habit that keeps you a step ahead of the water. Flood preparation is not about living in fear. It is about taking control of what you can before the water rises. When you know your risk, stock the right supplies, rehearse your escape, and fortify your home, you replace panic with a plan. Every step you take today makes tomorrow safer for the people you love. Start small if you must, but start now. Check your flood maps, pack a grab-and-go bag, and walk your evacuation route this week. Then watch for our upcoming Surviving a Flood article, which covers what to do when disaster is unfolding in real time. Preparation is a promise you make to your future self. Keep that promise, and you will be ready when it matters most.